He stepped inside, and Lizzie felt something rammed into her spine and let out a shriek, but there was no one around to hear. He showed her the gun, then replaced it on her spine and said, "We're going to walk downstairs, you first." Of course, she did, trembling by now. The gun wasn't real. It was a toy that the driver had borrowed from his 5-year-old nephew, but Lizzie didn't know that. They walked past the concierge's office and out into Primrose Hill Road. A car was there, but the man in it was someone Lizzie had never seen before, a big redhead in a leather jacket and ragged jeans. The driver bundled her into the back. Lizzie was so frightened she couldn't speak. She tried to, stammering and hesitating and gasping, but no real words came out. She wanted to ask her abductors where they were taking her, but it was useless to try.